Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 376 for Tuesday, May the 3rd. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market ended higher on Tuesday, with a July contract propped up by action in the Canadian currency. Taking a look at the numbers, the July contract checked in at $504.70 per ton. That's up $5. The Canadian dollar was roughly half a cent lower compared to its U.S. counterpart, and that typically makes it easier for Canadian exporters to find buyers. Dry weather in Alberta and parts of western Saskatchewan was bullish. Farmers were slow sellers today, and that added to the upside. Canola's July contract also seems to have found some support at the $500 per ton mark. However, losses in Malaysian palm oil, the U.S. soy complex, and crude oil limited the gains today. Fears over global growth cast a gloomy shadow over many financial markets, and that was bearish for canola. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 10 to 12 cents lower. The July contract checked in at $3.79 a bushel. The U.S. dollar was much stronger today, which cut into corn prices. As well, traders took profits in the early going, which was bearish. Planting conditions in the U.S. are fairly good, and that contributed to the downside. On the other side of the coin, Informa Economics lowered its projection for the corn crop in Brazil from 83.5 million tons to 81 million. Soybeans were down 10 to 13 cents with the July contract checking in at $10.30 a bushel. Profit taking, action in the American dollar, and ideas more farmers will switch some corn acres to soybeans were bearish for the market. As well, Brazilian soybean exports hit 10 million tons in April, which was a new monthly record. Seeding in the U.S. is going a little faster than expected. Wheat was 16 to 17 cents weaker with a July contract at $4.71 a bushel. The market was under pressure from weather forecasts calling for much needed rain in part of the U.S. Southern Plains next week. As well, market watchers who are taking in a crop tour of Kansas this week have reported better than expected crop yields. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, May the 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.